states in the union. And even with the Medicaid enhanced reimbursement funds, we only recover 40% of fees that we charge patients who pay themselves. And those fees are 50% of what you pay at your dentist. So we have discounted our fees by 50%, and we only get 40% of those already reduced fees from the government when we provide care for Medicaid patients, and 45% of our patients, as is the case in the hospital, are Medicaid patients. At the same time, we're now being welcomed into the integrated care organization initiatives that UIHHSS has undertaken over the last 2 years. And we're thrilled about that. It's good to be wanted. But it carries with it a big financial risk for the college. Because while our colleagues in medicine, who are our teammates in these integrated care organization initiatives, are able to manage better with Medicaid reimbursement enhancements, we're not. Last year, we provided $3 million in uncompensated care, and we only brought in $15 million in clinic revenue. So that's my big concern. And how are we going to address it? Because we want to be team players in this new integrated care environment here in our Health Sciences Center. The way we're going to try to address it, we've already begun to do this, is to emphasize our dental specialty postgraduate training programs and their clinics, and expand the enrollment of the students in those postgraduate programs. And why? Well, because they are already dentists, and the care that they provide is more time efficient than a dental student. And so we hope that we can, frankly, as the students tell me, well, Dean Graham, you're going to try to make up in volume what you're losing in reimbursement. Will it work? Will that strategy be successful? I don't know. I hope so. I'm stepping down as dean in December, so I'm leaving this challenge to the next dean, who I'm sure is a better person than I am for addressing it.
Thank you.
Thanks for this opportunity. I'm Terry Weaver. I'm dean of the College of Nursing. And we face a number of challenges that I've outlined in my handouts. I also took the opportunity in the handouts to give you a little bit of background that a nurse is not a nurse is not a nurse, and that we have advanced practice nurses. We have provided integrated health care for over 15 years. We have our own nursing service plan. I hope you all are aware of that. And last year, not reflected so much perhaps in Walter's slides, was that of those deliveries, over 30% were by nurse midwives. And that's an expanding practice. We have the largest group of nurse midwives probably in the nation. The college also has its own midwifery practice. The problem is, the reason it wasn't broken out is because they weren't allowed to bill for those practices. There's limitations in our system, as well as across the country, in our ability actually to be paid for our services, to be able to bill for our services, and to establish a panel of patients of our own and not under the direction of a physician. Legislation has passed in allowing us, as we've always had, to be collaborative with physicians, but not necessarily under their direct guidance, because we are well educated and can perform care independently and get reimbursed for it. And so really the ability to get credentialed, to get paneled, and to get paid, and my new mantra, is one of our greatest challenges, that not only to enable to provide the healthcare for the future. One thing that that Dr. Rubenstein mentioned.